You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Up before Christmas. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get a Christmas tree. My sons and my son's fiance's wife and grandson, to get here on the 26th. So I'm thinking I could go out on the morning of the 26th, grab a tree off the berm. Yeah. Oops. I started the show 4 minutes ago and then, like, switched the channel. So, here you go. Back from the start. What's up? You're listening to All Marine Radio. Broadcast. Unbelievable. California on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Champagne pop, my house, come on,
Wait a minute. Come on, man. It's Christmas, right? Yeah, it is.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries.
And if you don't celebrate Christmas, you're a weirdo, okay?
The Christmas
tree. And if you celebrate some other religious thing, like happy that to you.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a little feeling when you hear voices singing, let me jolly deck the with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Brenda Lee, that's right. Singing, rocking around the Christmas tree, don't you know? Yeah. Anyway, my thanks to my friends for asking me if I started the show at 7 in the morning. Actually, I went to that friend's house yesterday. He wasn't home. I went and got a haircut down in San Clemente, where I go. Listen to this. My barber is a veteran of the South Vietnamese Army. Yeah, fought during the war.
When you hear voices singing, let me jolly
death. Let me tell you where they don't play this. In the North Vietnamese re-education camp that he spent 9 years in.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
You know, Bing Crosby, he sings a lot of Christmas stuff, right? Here's a little Bing Crosby, right? I think. I'm not sure who this is. Doesn't sound like Bing Crosby to me.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
All right. We're going to play Name That Tune. I can tell you who this is right now. Do you know who's singing this? First person that either emails or texts the program wins the first ever All Marine Radio Name That Tune contest. Name That Artist contest.
Make the Yuletide gay.
The song is called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
Oh, you don't think we'll stay here all day? Wait for
this. Faithful friends who are dear to us.
Wow. Lou Rawls. Spot on. We have a winner. Oh, we have two winners now. You're all winners. Unless you're a loser. Oh my God, the second one said Nat King Cole. Really? Did your parents not go buy Christmas albums when you were a kid? Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Lou Rawls, man. Come on. Get with it. You know what this makes me think of? This song? I don't know why I'm talking about this, but I am. Screwed up my whole show right now. This is because the Open got screwed up. Remember this guy? Burl Ives? Norelco made a commercial with this song. And it's Santa.
Have a holy, jolly Christmas.
Right? Some version of this. Right? Noelco. It was really Norelco, right? But that's what they called it. And it was like Santa skiing down, coming down a hill, delivering presents. On an electric razor. I don't know why. The power of branding, right?
Ho, ho.
But Burr Alive, come on, dude, it's kind of lame, if you ask me. My favorite, right? My favorite is Springsteen and Clarence Clemons, right? What's the name of that song? Santa Claus is Coming to Town? I think so. Right? The first time I heard that, I thought that was awesome. There you go. This is my favorite.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time it is?
Seriously. It wasn't Nat King Cole, okay? And Nat King Cole and Lou Rawl don't even sound alike. You should slap yourself this morning.
You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many of you guys in trouble out here.
So, yeah, my favorite Christmas song probably.
Watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list.
So I'm in San Clemente yesterday. And I'm going to go by to see Napa Man. I pulled onto a street, which I won't mention because I don't want to start a riot. And both cars are in the parking lot, in the driveway. And he lives on this narrow-ass street, man. It's miserable to park on. So it doesn't matter. I park on the sidewalk, right? And the newspaper's in the driveway, which is odd, because Napa Man is not like he's asleep or anything like that. So I grab the paper, like, what's going on? Are they still asleep? Like, are you kidding me? So I knock on the door, no answer. Knock a second time, no answer. They have little kids, so it's not like they're asleep. So I'm like, does the Napa family, do they hump it to work? I mean, to church on Sunday. All right, let's go. 7 miles, going to church and back. Let's go, devil pups. You know, and so, yeah, he went around yesterday. But I had a big weekend, man. Not a big weekend. I got up. I think it started on Friday. Just confirmed. They walked to church. He said it's not 7 miles either. He humps his family to church. God love that. Let's go. Tighten it up. Straggling him back. That's right, honey. I said you. Step it out. Exactly. I'd love to see that. I wonder if they dressed like, what's the family in Sound of Music? The Von Trapp family. Oh, there's the Von Trapp family going to church. And they're singing like Sound of Music songs. The hills are alive. Because, now, he's a singer. He never told anybody that he's a singer. He is a singer. I mean, so I could totally picture, like, the whole Von Trapp family thing. He's kind of an a cappella singer, right? So he's like that, doo-wop, doo-wop, like that stuff. Yeah, that doesn't work walking down the street, right, on the sidewalk. You got to be on stage, I think, to do that. That, because when they sing that stuff, it's like they do the crazy facial impersonations, like they're living the music. Yeah, he does that. But he's like, he's still in the closet about that. He has not really come out except privately for that. So anyway, but I did that. Anyway, but my weekend started with, I had to put my Christmas lights up. So I, but in order for me to put my Christmas lights up, I had to hack down some bushes in the front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pepper, they're like pepper tree bushes. I don't know. But they grow like weeds, man. So if I'm going to put these lights up, people got to see them. And so I get out there with the shears, man, and I get after it. So I like in the pepper trees, though, I like to go buy those 4x6 stretchy light things and put them in these bushes to make the trees look nice. And they sit like they run in parallel to the front of the house. So I like that look. So I did that. Now I had one still left over from last year, and the bush had grown through it. So I thought, well, should I take it down, right, and then put it back up? Or should I just try to trim back to it, hoping that I don't cut a wire? So I said, fuck it. Trim it, man. And that's what I did. And I did cut a wire, but I did repair it. And so it's still functional. That's right. Whoa. So I start with that. And that gets me into later, and then I thought, well, should I wait till tomorrow to put up the lights? And I say, no, let's get the lights out. So I get the lights out, and then I remembered what a genius I was last year, putting them away exactly the way I would need them this year, to include the little clips that go in the roof. It was awesome. So I get up. Put the lights, well, I have to go buy the replacement bulbs. I did that. And I'm an old fashioned kind of big bulb. My color scheme is red, white, and green. Red Christmas colors, right? For those of you that don't know. Yeah, for all you monkey worshipers that don't do Christmas. Oh, we just do the merchandise. We don't really. Okay, whatever. All right, anyway, so I do red, white, and green. Across the front of the house, and then the white, you know, lights in the trees. Yeah, it's magical, magical. And I know that because a guy and a girl were walking by the house as I turned it on, and she said, it's beautiful. I said, thank you. Yeah, no shit. So I'm up on the roof doing that, and I've always been like a Christmas, like, you know, and when my sons were little in North Dakota, we would get up on the roof, and I used to call it doing special operations. And we had a roof in 2006, man. It was special operation. You could die falling off this roof, but we would crawl out on the top of the roof. So the top of the roof, right? It was like a 45-degree angle to the deck off the roof. So you had to low crawl to the end. You had to low crawl to the end of the roof, because I had a nail pounded in the end of the roof, right at the top, and you had to wrap the lights around that, because then I had a nail at each end, and so I pulled them tight because I don't like the saggy light look. It looks shit, right? If your lights are up, they got to be tight. So, but we had to, I'd have John and Patrick up on the roof. I don't know. And so in 2006, John would have been six. Oh, he'd have been old, man. So he's born in 87. 97 is 10. 2006 is 19. Is that right? Wow. He's younger than that. Patrick would have been 14, so John would have been 17. Anyway, so it's probably not 2006. It's probably 2004-ish. So, but hilarious. And then, as we would put the lights up on the gutters and stuff like that, so the ladder would have to be max extended. It had, you know, not one of those bullshit step ladders. This is like gets one from somebody who owns a legit ladder. Right, and then it had to be extended up to 20-something feet. And then when they would get up to 20-something feet, and then we'd be putting the lights on, then you shake the ladder. That's why it was called Special Operations. And I don't mean like vibrate the ladder. I mean shake it. And then when they start screaming, you tell them to shut up, that anybody could do it when nobody's shaking the ladder. And they're screaming and yelling. And but I always had a good time. I always had a good time. It was more fun when my sons were around because you could fuck with them, right? It was awesome. And so then they'd try to get off the ladder, and then I'd shake it even worse, and they'd wind up jumping in the snow and getting up, and then I'd hurricane their ass. So anyway, so I did that. So I put my Christmas lights up. And that was, the trimming of the bushes is, I don't know. And then you got to pick it all, then you got to rake it and pick it all up. So I don't know how many hours that is. Then the lights. So that's a relatively long day. Saturday, I kind of got up, I worked out, and I had in my mind, I wanted to watch the Army-Navy game, right? I wanted to go check out rebuilding my computer, so that was on my list to do. And and there was one other thing. Oh, I had to take my car in and get it worked on. So I get up and I started and I had to do yard work too. I had to mow the lawn, edge the lawn, and do all that. So I do that, having a productive day, working out, take my car in. Had to get my car. So, how about the Army-Navy game? First of all, it was an awesome game. Now there's stories, they're investigating, you know, cadets at West Point and midshipmen at the Naval Academy for flashing the white power sign. Like, are you kidding me? Now, I know the cadets, they have these, they have their own little honor courts. This is like, look, if you're this stupid, the nation doesn't need your service, okay? And you don't frankly deserve the privilege of serving. Right? So if on national TV you thought that was the right thing to do, get the fuck out yesterday. Grab your shit and get the fuck out of here. And I don't want to hear any bullshit about, oh, boys will be boys. These are beyond high school graduates or subject to the UCMJ, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I am about that. I don't rightly know. All right? And on national TV, you're going to disgrace the institution, and then you think we're going to allow you to go out and lead. Let me just tell you, boys and girls, if that's what you thought was the right thing to do and you're out of high school, you don't fucking belong leading anybody. So, see you later. Yeah, that's the story now from the game. And the game was a great game. Navy, wow, crushed Army. Navy had two players, a defensive lineman who's an absolute beast, and their quarterback set an all-time rushing record for Navy. Wow, how about that? Eddie Myers used to be in the Marine Corps. Yeah, he had the single season record, if I'm not mistaken. And so the dude, unbelievable football player. But it wasn't a great game. It was great if you like Navy. And so anyway, so I watched that. And then I thought, so I got that. I waited around, had to ride my bike over. Yeah, did a little bike riding. Went for a bike ride, got my car, and then came back. And then I thought, you know, let me take a shower and head over to the computer store. And let me just map out what I want to do for my computer, because my computer, I bought a kind of like package, right? You go and buy the CPU and the monitor. It's my desktop computer that, you know, I run the show off of every day. And that even when I'm gone, you know, serves as the server for the program. Yeah, that's how that works. So I meet this kid named John. And he's got to be like 20, I don't know, maybe early 20s. So I said, hey, man, here's what I want to do. I want to take the stuff that's in my box, I want to put it in a new box. Okay? And it's got to have really quiet fans because I broadcast in it. So it sits in the studio, so it's got to have quiet fans. I want it to have a lot of RAM because I'm doing more and more sophisticated programs as I produce more content, video and stuff like that. And so he's like, okay. So now I had priced this stuff out, and I wasn't going to get a new hard drive, and I don't need any new software. So I thought, you know what, I can do all this, you know, for a few hundred dollars. And that's the truth. And let me just – and so I wasn't really intending to buy it, the stuff. And so he says, well, how about this? I said, all right, yeah, that'd be all right. How about this? And he said, so you want to do this? And I'm like, yeah. So I come home with all my computer components. And then I've got to put them together, right, take the hard drive out of my old computer, as well as I need multiple audio cards, right? So just for example, hear this. Okay, that's on one channel. All right, hear this? That's on another channel. Okay. Let's see. Hear this?
I guarantee the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com.
Oop, you don't hear that. Here, hear this?
One of the first on the ground in Kandahar.
Okay. Hear this?
What I just asked you to begin by.
Yeah, how's that sound?
One of the hundreds of pieces of service.
Hear that? All those are different channels. Okay, they all have audio cards that go with them. So anyhow, I had to take all that stuff, you know, the sound card, the video card, all out. And so now I start to put it in the new computer. Now you got to build the motherboard first. You take the motherboard and you got to put the CPU in it, right? The fans got to go in it. And then you got to wire the motherboard to the chassis, the box that you bought, right? So you screw it in, right, in the appropriate slots, and then you've got to take the wires from the chassis, and you got to plug them in the right places on the board. And that took a while. I'm not going to lie to you. They could have done a better job with the diagrams and the explanation. So anyway, but I finally conquered it. And then I turned it on. It took me till 4 in the morning. And let me tell you, I was so excited. I'm kind of a computer dork, you know. You don't know this about me, but I kind of am. I love building computers. Yeah, and let me tell you, this thing's a beast. This thing is a beast. It runs everything. Yeah, and it's quiet, and it has those like neon color fans in it, so you know it's working. That's what I like about the fans. Like, yeah, nothing's on it right now. So I stayed up till 4 in the morning, till Sunday morning at 4, building my computer, right? So, it was a big weekend for me. Big weekend. So my car got a radiator hose fixed, right? I got a new computer. Christmas lights went up, right? And the house got cleaned and all that. The Naval Academy thing bugs me though. I mean, are you kidding me? Like white power? Like what is that? You know, I just like what did you think you're doing? Where does that come from? Why do you think that would be a good thing to do on national TV? And let me tell you, there's some mistakes that I can't save you from. If given everything that you've been through, if given all the training that you've been through, especially in the area of ethical leadership, right? And when you raise your right hand and you swear an oath to this nation, right? When you walk through the gates of West Point, when you walk through the gates of Annapolis, if that is still in you, we don't need you. And congratulations, the aftermath of this thing should have been great stories. And now what people are going to say, oh, was that the year that the dudes flashed the white power? Or whoever did it? I don't know if it's guys or girls. But, yeah, stupid, stupid. Now, I want to play a little audio for you from, it's called the Washington Post Live. The whole interview is over an hour, and you might hear the whole thing tomorrow. I haven't decided. But it's General Mattis, and it's a guy named David Ignatius talking to General Mattis about the Pentagon Papers. Now, the Pentagon Papers, the Afghanistan Papers, which the Washington Post is all a Twitter about, right? Now, really what the Washington, what those papers are communications from high-level leaders that talk about their views of whether the Afghan war is going well, whether it's winnable, what they'll say in private but not say in public, right? I talked about, well, if you were there in either place, that stuff certainly wasn't a secret. Well, but here's one of the interesting things that you're going to see in action in this little piece of audio that I'll play after we open the show. And that is David Ignatius is a very, very reputable guy, okay, columnist for the Washington Post. Now, Jim Mattis, pretty reputable guy too, but Mattis was one of the leaders of the war in Afghanistan. And the question is, right? The question is, no surprises here. Okay, that's not the question to you. The question to you is candor. But here's what I want you to watch here, is that Mattis is a very, very credible guy. Ignatius does not go after him. Right? He doesn't go after him. He asks him the easy question. And then Mattis, being an astute guy, he answers the question that he wants to answer. So I'm going to play that for you. So it's kind of an interesting little exchange, right? And then Ignatius allows it. Because who wants to get sideways with Jim Mattis? Especially if you're David Ignatius. So the question, in my opinion, should be Joe Mattis. Was the administration honest with the American people? And to get his answer on that. And then to me, the question, you know, so what role do the general officers and the flag officers of the American military have when they don't believe? Let's just say hypothetically he says no, they weren't candid. But that's the political process. They're the political leaders of the nation. And they're the ones that are in charge. They're the ones that are running the war. They speak. Okay, so you know where that goes. Now, I got a really interesting email over the weekend from a friend of mine. Listen to this. Mac, hope Christmas prep is going well. Enjoyed last week's Lynch Kinney discussion about general officer integrity. I have listened to the podcast several times and it prompted me to turn my attention from the Major League Baseball hot stove discussion. Yeah, how relieved are the Dodger fans? Madison Baumgartner going to Arizona instead of the Dodgers. I'm sorry, the Giant fans. Yep, he's not going to the Dodgers evidently. Turn my attention from the Major League Baseball off-season discussions to past reading I've done on the subject of German generalship. A couple of comments on the German generals in World War II. They were culpable and supported Hitler. There was no resistance at the general officer level. The colonel spearheaded the death plot against Hitler. Suggest that you look into the work of Dr. Robert Cetino has done on the Wehrmacht. He has written numerous volumes on the German army and is now on the staff at the World War II Museum in New Orleans. For a great synopsis of the German generals, look at the following discussion lecture by Cetino. He talks about oaths, social status, and the perks that German generals receive to maintain their support to Hitler and the Reich. I never knew about the huge monetary payments German generals received. He laughingly talks about Manstein conducting a recon of land for his promised estate in Pomerania as the Soviet army is closing in. long and interesting video, but if you're pressed for time, just look at the first 20 minutes that constitute the lecture. Unfortunately, many of the lessons on moral decision-making apply to our general officer corps. Then, number two, one comment about our oath. Now, this is the oath officers take. Quote, obey the orders of the president and the officers appointed over me is part of the oath of enlistment. The officer's oath says nothing about that and instead ends with, quote, I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office I'm about to enter, so help me God. No free pass, you generals who claim I've sworn an obligation to follow orders of my superior. Right? That's straight up fact. That's what I'm saying. Officers have an obligation. Number three, hate to say it, but the portrayals of the generals in Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove may be the best characterizations of how our generals think. So interesting stuff. All right, so we need to start the show. Yeah, I know you think it already started, but it didn't. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official on one of these sound cards coming out of my very quiet, extremely powerful new computer that I built. Yeah, Mac produced. Now, let me tell you. If you want to build a fast computer, you can do it for easily less than $500. And the thing is, it will be monstrous. I'm telling you. You buy the case, you buy the motherboard, you might have to buy a new CPU. Okay, that's probably the priciest thing in the whole bunch. You buy some RAM, a bunch of RAM, like there's 32 gig of RAM in this thing. Exactly. And then you just put your old stuff in. Yeah, and it worked without hardly any tweaks. Yeah, exactly. If you want me to consult, I'm happy to. So, the United States Marine Corps Band makes this Monday morning official. Alex Holling's going to join us here in about 32 minutes. Dedicated to my guy, John, yeah, at the Micro Center, off the 55, off the Edinger exit, off the 55, right, in Tustin, California. John might be 22 years old. I showed up yesterday to buy an adapter, blah, 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 blah. And so he was there, and he's there the previous evening, but he's there yesterday morning. Well, it wasn't morning, it was like noonish. After I went by San Clemente and put the newspaper on my friend's doorstep, I wonder if he noticed that. I wonder if he noticed that in the time he left to become the Von Trapp family, walking to church, singing a cappella as he went down the sidewalk, hi, right? You can imagine the big eyes and the big face, hey, and the whole family's doing it too. Anyway, if you can imagine something like that. So I go back to, I swing by there to buy this adapter. And he's there. And I'm like, whoa, kid's committed to work and I like that. And so he sees me and he says, hey, what's going on? I said, hey, man, you're a genius. I said, do you make a lot of money here? Do you need to get promoted? And then his boss was standing there. I said, are you in charge of him? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, promote him and pay him more money. And the kid starts laughing. I said, no, I'm serious, man. I said, he's awesome. So I'm yelling and stuff there. So anyway, so this dedicated to my guy, yeah, my computer guy, right? Thanks for all your help. And everybody benefits here at All Marine Radio from it. Hold on. It's also dedicated to the people that are going to sit in judgment of whoever did whatever sign that was. And if that sign comes even remotely close, guilty with an explanation, throw them the fuck out.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front.
Oops, we gotta do the weather right now, all right? The guy who sings a cappella just called me a nerd. Now, those of you who don't know me might think that I would show restraint on somebody like that. A cappella man. But I learned something in Iraq, that punks mistake restraint for weakness, and I can't have him think that I'm weak. Currently it's cloudy and 36 in Quantico. It is sunny and 65 at Camp Lejeune down in North Carolina. Sunny and 45, cold out in the desert. It was cold here last night. Sunny and 53 at Marine Corps Air Station at Camp Pendleton, home of MAG 39. Cloudy, dark, and 71 at Camp Smith in Hawaii. Cloudy, dark, 69 in the Okinawa Prefecture of mainland Japan. Yeah, how about that for a little more than you care to know about. In Lash Gargah in Helmand, it is dark, cloudy, and 48, cold in Afghanistan. In Al Anbar, it's cold too. Dark, cloudy, and 58 in Ramadi. At your home of All Marine Radio, it is sunny and 53 degrees. The wind chill sits at 53. That's right. Looking for a high of 69 today, 69 tomorrow, and with clouds and a cooling trend throughout the rest of the week, 64. Yeah, that's a look at your weather. All right, we're going to take about a two-minute break. We'll come back. We'll do news headlines. Alex Holling is going to join us here on Nerd Talk. Okay, Acapella Man, you've been warned. Go there again, and I'm gonna let it rip on your ass.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm late for the news. After computer talk and Christmas light talk and all the rest of that talk, acapella talk. Lead headline, and yeah, if I was, oh man, I almost forgot, unbelievable. Let's see, shithole weather. I don't know why it doesn't occur to me to do that, because it's a big, right? It's a big deal. All right. So from Webster, Massachusetts, winter storm arriving overnight, continuing through the evening. Right, 27 degrees Fahrenheit right now with a high of 34 today, mostly cloudy. Winds out of the west at 16 with gusts up to 20. A wintry mix is coming, then cold overnight. Wintry mix is bad, right? Just so everybody knows. Small pond in Millbury, Massachusetts. It will be frozen soon. Yeah, you know, that's, those whole ponds and ice fishing and all that, that's not a good thing. You know, I watch, you know, for years, I watched story after story about, you know, people going through the ice and, you know, most of the time they would get out. Sometimes they didn't, you know. Anyway, from Churchbird, Saskatchewan, we all know it's approximately 200 miles north of Minot. Overcast and 9 degrees above zero, which is about a 30-degree switch from where they were. They were mid-20s below zero. All right, with winds out of the southwest at 9. So it's like hot in Saskatchewan today. Sun will break through in the afternoon. Winds out of the west at 13 with a high of 19. How about that? Going to be downright hot in Churchbridge. You know what? It's interesting with that forecast. Because I remember in North Dakota, it would get to be like 20 degrees above zero in the fall. And I would remember thinking, how in the hell could I ever think this was warm? And then you do that, and you're like, oh, now I remember, right? Now I remember. From Nancy in western Pennsylvania, uh-oh, snow. It's a marshmallow world here in Pleasantville, Pennsylvania, mostly cloudy and 32. On the way to 36, winds out of the east-northeast at 5 miles an hour and calm. Erie is copycatting us today. So Nancy solved the no picture. She was boycotting shithole weather because of she has some disability issues and she couldn't get a picture. She couldn't take a picture. So she was boycotting. So like I'm gonna allow that, right? So I said, Nancy, figure it the fuck out. Let's go. And guess what? She did. There you have it. Carmen, Idaho, mostly cloudy and 18 degrees. This is Montana, man. Looking for a high of 29, a low of 6 overnight. Winds are light and variable out of the southwest. Beautiful picture, though, I got to tell you, from Carmen, Idaho. Rolling hills, a little bit of snow. Yep. And so, beautiful country. Beautiful country we live in. Beautiful country we live in. All right, let's see. Headlines. And then we'll take another break to get Alex Hollings on, and then we'll talk to Alex for a little bit. Senator Lindsey Graham in Afghanistan. Headline. In Afghanistan, Senator Graham says U.S. troop drawdown is coming. So, now, based on what? That's the question, right? So, if you'll notice, it's December, right? We're going to elect a new president next year, right? So that's what drives all of this. It's not what's best. It's, hey, we've got to get this done before the election. Because I'm going to stand on this, and I'm going to look at the American people and tell them what I delivered on that I promised. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, said Monday that the president will announce an American troop drawdown from Afghanistan this week, likely to begin at the beginning of next year. Speaking from the Afghan capital of Kabul, Graham said that the president could reduce troop numbers to 8,600, down from the current 12,000. He said that Afghanistan's national security forces are up to the task of defending the country. Graham, however, opposed a full U.S. troop withdrawal, saying Monday that America's withdrawal from Afghanistan must be conditions-based. All right. and that the Taliban must keep the promises they have made during talks. Recently resumed peace negotiations between the United States and the Taliban again are paused after an attack last Wednesday outside of Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. The attack killed two Afghans and wounded 70 others. Five U.S. soldiers were slightly injured. So that above the fold. So I'm not sure if that's choreography from the White House. Let's get Senator Graham over there. Let's have him announce this, right? He's a hawk. Everybody think it's good. The question is conditions based, right? Next headline. Turkish president says he could close Incirlik Air Base over U.S. sanctions. Look, that dance is coming, right? That dance is coming. The U.S. says it won't accept North Korea's nuclear deadline. There is a shocker. Veterans that are still alive from the Battle of the Bulge have returned to Belgium and are being honored. How cool is that? Battle of the Bulge, man. Stupid on top of stupid on top of stupid on top of stupid, you know, with, you know, people sacrificing the only life they ever had for that stupidity. Unbelievable. I am kind of now interested in the German, you know, officer narrative. And so you make these compromises and you, like Jeff Kenney, I'll quote Jeff Kenney, that I'm always better on the inside than I would be on the outside. And then pretty soon you look up and your country's exterminated 6 million people in gas chambers. Keep your eye on what comes out of the foreign, you know, trainee investigation, right? Again, as that thing fades to black, there's a just see what happens with it. Here's a story about West Point and Annapolis officials probe possible white power hand signs at the Army-Navy game. Yeah, let me just tell you, if you didn't watch it, it was a great spectacle, as, you know, the cadets march on, blah, 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 all the pageantry, the president's there, you know, great game, you know, they all the stuff they do. It's just, you know, really cool, right? Cadets at West Point and midshipmen at the Naval Academy in the stands. Let me see, where's this Associated Press? This is an Associated Press story. Both appeared to display the sign during the broadcast, officials at two military academies told the Wall Street Journal. The gesture was seen during an ESPN broadcast segment. The Army and Navy academies are looking into hand signs flashed by students, known as cadets and midshipmen, that can be associated with white power and were televised during the Army-Navy game on Saturday. School officials are trying to determine what the hand signals were meant to convey. We're looking into it, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Oppart, a spokesman for West Point, said. I don't know what their intention was. From Annapolis, we are aware of it and we'll be looking into it, said Commander Elena Garris, spokesman for the Naval Academy. The hand signal is similar to the one often used to indicate okay, but the Anti-Defamation League says it has lately been used as an extremist meme, in part because of its ambiguity. U.S. Coast Guard leaders last year reprimanded an officer who used a similar hand sign during a television broadcast. So, So we shall see. We shall see. Do you believe in accidents? I don't. Couple more headlines. Pentagon eyes expansion of foreign military training. Now, again, that comes in the wake of the murder of three sailors at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Secretary of Defense said that Iran downing a U.S. aircraft should be met with retaliation. Mattis said when he was the commander of CENTCOM, an Iranian fighter made three attempts to shoot down a U.S. drone and missed each time. Say something about their accuracy that they missed three times. Interesting. Iran, though, honestly, I think, you know, Iran shot down a Global Hawk on June 20th over the Straits of Hormuz. Mattis explained on Friday at this thing that I'm not going to have time to play for you today. The decision to retaliate is not an easy choice to make. Once you enter into this, you're entering a fundamental, unpredictable phenomenon. It is war or warlike act. When he was discussing the event when he was CENTCOM, he proposed that they send out an exact same drone on the exact same track, position an F-16 out of sight, and shoot down the Iranian aircraft that had attacked the drone. The White House refused to grant permission. All right, top five stories in early road. Maybe I'll play that audio while Alex is on it, and he can comment on it as well, because he's a student of the whole journalism thing. And, you know, it's not like if you know the way people get interviewed, you don't recognize it. Top five story today. Number one, Trump administration intends to announce a withdrawal of 4,000 troops from Afghanistan. Lindsey Graham was speaking about that. Number two, Navy pilots demand to be armed on bases in letters to lawmakers and military brass. Number three, Pentagon eyes big expansion of foreign military training. Number four, Navy crushes Army to snap a three-game skid against a rival. Navy had dominated that game for how many years? Over a decade. And then number five, West Point and Annapolis officials probe possible white power hand signs out of that game. A couple overseas headlines. Pompeo warns of decisive U.S. response if Iran harms U.S. troops or allies. Next one, North Korea says its new tests will help it counter U.S. threats. Mattis says Iran downing a U.S. aircraft should be met with retaliation. And the Pacific Fleet's four-star admiral warns of Chinese intimidation. Admiral Craig Aquilino was in Bangkok. He told journalists in a briefing at the Thai capital of Bangkok that in addition to installing anti-aircraft and anti-ship missile systems and radar jamming equipment, China has recently landed bombers on runways on some of their man-made islands in built-up coral reefs and lagoons that dot the world's busiest waterways. He said it was clear that such installations absolutely have military purpose in order to present an optic to partners and nations in the region that show military strength and ultimately coerce and bully the nations in the region. So, yeah, nothing new, right? All right, we're going to take a break. On the backside of the break, Alex Hollings joins us on a Tuesday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.